As Sean indicated, this is a pretty big and important issue. As I said, I've been involved in a lot of IRS audits over the years, and every single one of them has spent a lot of time determining whether the school correctly classified its workers as employees or independent contractors. And sometimes the deficiencies that come out of the schools making mistakes in this regard can be pretty significant. So it really is a good idea to understand the rules and then to be able to apply them, and that's sort of what we're going to be talking about a bit today. I'm going to start off with an overview of the basic rules in this area that you're probably somewhat familiar with, but it doesn't hurt to go over them again. But regardless of whether you know the rules, there's another question, which is whether you are able to apply those rules correctly. So we're going to spend a little time, Amy and Bob are going to spend some time talking more about the process of making sure that the individuals are properly classified. And I know in my experience, I've run into schools that make these determinations on a decentralized basis where, you know, the ability to make the decision and to classify somebody for payroll purposes as either an employee or independent contractor is farmed out to different departments, department heads, what have you, with maybe not a lot of oversight over the determination that is finally made.